ownership of the fellowship. And if we fail to do that, go ahead and turn it back on. If we fail to take ownership, we will never have revival. If you and I do not take this thing of fellowship seriously, we will never have revival. Then look at what verse 7 ends up saying. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, I can't hardly wait to get into the sin thing because God offers us such a wonderful, wonderful deal. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Do you know what he's talking about? The thief on the cross said, "Lord, remember me." And there, listen, church, and there may I, help me out, though vile as he, lose all my guilty stains, Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power. It hasn't. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Ere since by faith I saw the stream thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. We have the promise in this passage in verse 9 of divine forgiveness. The promise of divine recovery and fellowship with God. There is a sure foundation for the forgiveness. And I want you to see that before we leave today. I want you to see that foundation for forgiveness. I'm telling you, I have to have it. You have to have it. We all must have this forgiveness, which is magnificent. It is great. The faithfulness of God's word. He is faithful. That's what it says. He is faithful. Secondly, we have the work of God's righteousness. He is just. In Romans 3 and verse 26, he is just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21, he who knew no sin was made sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Number 5, we have a sure provision for forgiveness. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Did you catch that? He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgiven. To forgive means to send away. In Leviticus, the 16th chapter, it tells a story about the lamb that was to carry the sin of the people in the wilderness, and the one lamb would be slain, and then there was a lamb or a ram that was, the priest would lay his hands on the head of the ram that represented the sins of the people, and then someone that they could trust would lead the ram in to the wilderness and turn it loose, never to be seen again. Is that a good illustration of our forgiven sins? That's when the Lord forgives us, oh dear church, when the Lord forgives us, he forgives us. Now we get the idea, well, I just have to keep asking him for this one sin because it just keeps coming back to my mind, this thing that I did or how I lived my life back then. I just got to keep getting forgiveness for that. But that's not true. That's not true. He sends our sins to a place of no remembrance. In Isaiah 38 and verse 17, He has cast all of our sin behind His back. In Jeremiah 31 and verse 34, He will forgive our iniquities and our sins. He will remember no more. He sends our sins to a place of no recovery, according to Micah 7 and verse 19. He will cast all of our sins into the depths of the sea. He sends our sins to the place of no return, according to Psalms 103 and verse 12. As far, the Bible says, as the east is from the west. And I'm done. Let's stand together.